All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start the meeting. Mr. DA. Mr. Dillon. Thank you all for attending our May the 14th meeting. Would you please, I'm going to determine we have a quorum. The judge is out. We do have a quorum. And if you would stand ready for the pledge and the prayer.
Is it this one?
Lord, thank you for this day that we can come here and share this time with one another and do the county's business. We ask that you be with our state and our national governments also, and just help us to do your will and all these decisions that we are placed before us, and guide and direct us and keep us safe in all that we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the
Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, and God, one indivisible.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Sweet, for the prayer. All right, number four, we can please public comments.
I do not have any.
We do not have any.
Hey, I got one. We started groundbreaking last week in the city of Shepherd for the tractor supply. So.
What though?
Tractor supply? You know where Mr. Bell's built them new houses on Lily, right there on the loop? If you turn down that road, go right, like going to 59, it's at the very end.
Cool.
When's the high rise going?
I hope soon.
Mark, I go out there too. We got this weekend. Anybody see the deal on? We've got the motorcycle group coming in on the 17th. What is it? War. Yeah, War Rally. Big event. Turn out if you can.
All right. Any more? Move to number five. Announcements and discussions of items of public or community interest which no action will be taken. Thursday the 15th, which is tomorrow, there will be 3 o'clock at the courthouse for a memorial for fallen officers. It is going to be police week this week or next week?
This week is police week.
Just want to make that comment. Anybody else? All right, we'll move to number nine. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the interlocal agreement between San Jacinto County and Precinct 2 with the city of Shepherd.
This is the same one we've had for years. This is where we help the city if they need help on some of their road repairs, and they reimburse us the money. So I'll make that motion.
I'll second that.
All right. I've got a motion by Commissioner Morris and a second by Commissioner Dominey to approve their local. Any more comments or questions? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. It passes. About 4-0 today. It's going to be hard to say all day. 4-0. Move to number 10. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the renewal and extension of the depository contract with People's State Bank. And I believe we have Ms. Bailey with us today to explain.
Every 2 years we get the option and the rotation of going out for bids and then doing a renewal. So this year we can do a renewal, so we're asking the court to renew the People's State Bank contract.
I make a motion to renew the contract with People's State Bank.
I'll second it.
All right, I have a motion to approve the 1 year extension. Is it 1 year extension?
2 years.
It's a 2 year extension. And to use People's State Bank, a motion by Mr. Dominey and a second by Mr. Sweeney. Mm-hmm. Any more comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. This passes 4-0. Move to number 11, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to advertise and request for bids for recycled asphalt and freight delivered to all four precincts.
Did they ever give you a price on it?
They did, $26 a ton plus whatever the freight is.
Coming from where, Mark?
North of Huntsville.
I'll make that motion, we accept the bid.
Go out for bids.
Go out for bid, I mean.
I second it.
Plus freight.
A motion by Commissioner Morris, second by Commissioner Sweeney, to go out for bids for recycled asphalt and freight to be delivered to each precinct. I'm gonna advertise that in the paper and accept them through the court. Quick as we can get in the paper, as quick as we can get them back to the court. Recycled asphalt, wrap, some of them call it wrap, RAP, precinct.
And deliver.
I don't even know, I was, who made the, I made the motion.
Mr. Morris made the motion.
And Luke seconded it.
Sweeney seconded it.
Thank you.
Any more comments or questions on that? Can we vote? We'll vote now.
Aye.
Aye.
Passes 4-0.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm sorry, I was reading something.
So anyway, if you need some help, contact me, we'll get it.
You gonna read all of them, not there?
All right, move to item 12. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve surplus items to be sold on Renee Bates. We have at on auction at Renee Bates. We have a 95 Ford truck, a 97 Ford truck, and a Duracraft truck. And they all come from Precinct 4. And I don't know, minimum, I think we just start them at zero and see where they go.
That's
they're
true.
All pretty much
wore
out.
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second it.
A motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Sweeney to put these three items on Renee Bates and sell them. And you should have the documents, right? All right. Any more comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. It passes 4-0. All right, 13, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the plat for Fond Hollow subdivision. You got Luke Sweeney and you have Mr. Ernest Bales here.
I'm on the old man to that.
This is the final plat. We've already approved the preliminary. We had some changes. We suggested to Mr. Bales that he change that lot 11, 12 and 11 to consider combining that to lot to one lot because of the detention part. Correct?
Correct.
It looks good, boys. What I can see. I've looked at it.
And your intention is to the road to become a county road after the probation period?
And also, if I may, we had briefly discussed $350,000 for our road bond. I have the final numbers from Smith Paving. With the subgrade, flex base, paving, and even the hydro seating on the side, that total only works out to be $180,000. So we'd like to amend that road bond if possible.
And that's the 180?
Yes, sir. That's 60 feet, 6 inches of base, 30 foot wide, subgrade 32 foot wide, and 2 inches of asphalt.
And how many feet was it long? You said 600?
660.
660. All right, I mean, I've looked over it. I've talked to Eric, Mr. Bales, about the water. There is public water going to be here. Some electric. It did say AT&T. It's not East Tex?
It is East Tex.
Okay, well.
The engineering had said that, but I mean, it's actually, I spoke to Anthony Hendricks with East Tex Telephone, and they have the plats, and they're ready as soon as the poles go in.
Yeah.
they go ahead and put their infrastructure.
Well, I mean, it does say AT&T on there, so.
Mr. Luke, you good with it?
I'm good. I started talking about the drainage on there, and the engineering plans and all that show the questions I had about drainage going into the retention pond there. Uh-huh. It's in the engineering.
How about Mr. Woods, our engineer?
It's fine. The court ought to be fully aware of something that's very unusual on that, and that is that retention pond. That is not a requirement of the county. It is a requirement by TxDOT. I found out about this through Ernest and an engineer and talked to her about it. I just didn't see why we were doing it. Apparently, TxDOT is now taking the position that whenever we have a subdivision that goes on to a TxDOT road, there's going to have to be some sort of retention on there where it has zero increase in time of flowing water into the ditches and the roads. So this is new, and it's going to be on every single one, and how they're going to enforce it is through the issuing of the driveway. There's nothing in their manual, drainage manual about it. There's no flyer. There's no engineering record on how you do this. There's nothing. So this is new and unusual. It's not a county doing this. I think it's silly, personally. But Ernest can pay for it for going down the road.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, Mark, because I know looking at helping the mayor on the city stuff is that same thing. We're getting houses and stuff built in there, and now we get Faulkner Road flooding down there because the amount of water and how fast it's coming down. And I'm looking at it out there on Robin Creek. Because that other subdivision we're putting in on that we've already approved, just on the other side of Evergreen, that's adding to the how fast the water flows down. And next thing I know, you know, I'm gonna have issues downstream. So we really something we've got to be looking at.
I understand why TxDOT is doing this. We got in the county, we got the same sort of problem like you talk about over everywhere. Every precinct got it somewhere. I appreciate what they're trying to do. What I don't like is the way they did it. There was no flyers, no nothing, no grace period, nothing that they said. It's just there. It might be something the court may want to take a look at in the future for county roads, because it is a problem. Like you say, we have these isolated areas all over the county where the same things happen, and I understand it. I just don't think it's fair that all of a sudden we're doing something to a developer. So, I got no say in it, the county has no say in it, but that's the way it's going to be.
I don't have any issue with it.
Is that a motion?
I'll make a motion and we accept it.
I'll second.
All right, I got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney and a second by Commissioner Domini, and that is to reduce the road bond from 350 to 182, right?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That was in your motion? I didn't hear it, but I repeated it.
Thought you did.
All right, any more comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign, it passes. I guess we're ready for you to start building, sir.
You got a Mylar sign too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we're ready for you to start building.
Making money instead of spending money?
Get them sold.
We need to sign them.
Yeah, we got to sign them. Yeah.
I do not. I know the lady in the colorful shirt is Allie. That's Allie. Smart Allie. She works for our state rep, Dennis Holt.
Oh. Arms ain't sitting with them.
Hmm?
Arms ain't sitting with them.
Done.
I'll come down there.
All right, one here too. And I guess you'll go right from here and file?
Yes.
You'll file it?
And how'd your blade work out?
It's boogieing behind the New Holland.
Is it heavy?
It's heavy, but the New Holland's not having it. Thank you, anyway.
How many motor graders you got over there, too?
Two and two blades boogieing, trying to catch up from all the rain. Oh.
Did you go by there this morning, Mark?
I did.
Are they all working?
Yeah.
See, some of the takes in damn pylons only go about 4 or 5 foot.
Is it?
That's the shocker. Yeah, they were shocking. I got my. I don't need that one sign. I got it right here. Huh?
I didn't catch that, Mark. I'm sorry.
I said it this
morning. Yeah.
So will we have to sign it again?
Yes, sir.
For $2. Will we need to sign it again, Commissioner? The engineer.
What?
Just draw a line and let him sign it somewhere. Are we good, Don?
Yep.
All right, we'll move to item 14, consideration, discussion, possible vote to declare surplus or salvage on the following items. There's a list of them here.
There's a list.
Mm-hmm.
We've got four Dell laptop computers. I'm not going to read each serial number, but they're on here. We've got a Dell touchbook. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six of those.
I say touch. It's a tough book.
Touch.
6 Dell tough book. We've got 1, 2, 3 Dell towers. They all have serial. Everything has serial number on this page we have.
Say, so Mark, we usually have them. Is he not anywhere around? Somebody,
I'm here.
They ran it through Mark over there, make sure that the stuff is all that you want to
wiped out.
Yeah, wiped out and everything.
Yeah, and we actually had our computer guy do that. They did wipe them all out already, so okay. They're sitting in the office right now.
And real quick, who is the computer guy?
John.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm
John.
I was making sure.
Proctor.
Yeah.
But I do have the pictures and everything here if y'all need to see that.
We have them all.
No,
we
got them. Y'all got them all too? Okay.
Some of it's a surplus, some of it's salvage.
Well, I guess that's what we need to figure out now. What is surplus?
Yeah, what's going to be sold out there?
We've got some lifts,
jet boat trailer and cannon axle stuff. I mean,
yeah, that stuff's probably going to go for sale.
Yeah, we usually divide that stuff out.
He did it in, he put a little deal in here, so the chief wasn't able to be here. So I do have.
I'm not seeing a division there, so I know which ones you're going to put on the market there.
What about the 16-foot tandem trailer? Is it no good?
Don't know them to it.
Well, I mean, we should have somebody from the sheriff's department give it in, make it in for it.
You have to go with it. Beaumont, J-Stop, do that, right?
Right.
You have to have a
Sharpton
certified
weight looked into that.
I thought Sharpton did.
Yeah, no. That's what he's looking
at. He can't issue it in.
So how are you going to sell it?
What's that?
How do you sell it without a bin?
He can't. I think that one's going over. That one's going for salvage. He's not going to sell that one.
I thought he told me he was going to cut them up, maybe, or something like that.
And do it for scrap.
That's what he had talked to me about.
Yeah.
So the two trailers are going to be set up and sold for scrap? Well, basically everything then.
Yeah,
everything. Everything's scrap. What about, you going to sell the grow lights?
I think they're going to try and do something with the grow lights. They are operational. And with that radio batch also, he was going to try and do something with that as well.
So do you know what he's going to try to sell? Or you going to put it on the base, right?
Well, Gary usually does gov deals.
Right.
is what he prefers.
The lobster, yeah.
Here he goes, what?
GovDeals.
Oh, yeah, GovDeal.com, yeah. That's where he sold that truck at.
So you're not on hand?
No, typically we don't.
He normally has his own stuff. Sharpton does.
He does, yes.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, I make the recommendation just that they need to separate this out so we'll know what's going where, what's going to be thrown in the trash can and all that before we really make a call on what we can do with it. We don't know. I mean, you're kind of giving us a little bit of guidance on it, but I don't know.
Gary's very good. If he thinks he can make a dime off of anything,
Yeah. That's what we don't see here.
Yeah, there was some, like, honestly, the radios, I didn't think we'd make any money on.
No.
But they, yeah, they, but some, there's some people out there to collect them.
Tough so, books. No. Only thing I see is some salt, some scrap.
We got a chainsaw in there. You got
right, chainsaws, right.
We sure don't want to sell them grow lights to nobody else, would we?
Well, we're not going to sell them to anyone doing marijuana for us. Same again.
And we can get them.
I remember they picked these up at.
Yeah, I wouldn't hear it.
Evergreen. Evergreen.
Was it?
Yeah. The Montgomery County Auto Task Force had an old raggedy horse trailer sitting over there in Huntsville. Glenn Welter and Swins had it sitting up over there in Huntsville as a bait vehicle, and they stole the old horse trailer and they followed them all the way to that grow house and they busted them.
Nice.
Over a $5 trailer.
I like when a plan comes together.
No lie.
Commissioner, why don't we say everything from 1 through 16 is salvage, and everything from 17 to 32 will be surplus to be sold.
I'm okay with that.
Those grow lights can be given, you can talk to the garden club.
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, maybe they can put some marijuana on there.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll make that motion.
As long as the DA's not
up to 17? Up to 17?
Yeah, 1 through 17. 1 through 16.
I'll take a second on that, Mr. Sweeney, up to 17.
Yeah, but I'm going to hold him up on moving this stuff out.
Yeah, definitely. We appreciate that. Our main thing is it's cluttering the sheriff's office. That's a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And our inbound lobbyists.
And he's doing a good job over there.
He's doing amazing.
He is. He's doing a good job.
Even with one shoulder. Doing
and I appreciate how y'all did the trailer over there, the garbage trailer, too.
Yes, sir.
How y'all painted it. You did a good job. It looks really nice.
I appreciate that, and thank you, Donnie, on the top price.
I'll send you a bill. Don't worry.
Hey.
So I got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney to salvage, which means throw away, 1 through 16, which is computers.
Yes.
The 17 through 32 will be sold as surplus.
Perfect.
I've got a second by Commissioner Morris. Any more comments and questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. It passes 4-0.
Okay. You're up here with me on this one.
All right, 15. Consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve the quote for sensors in the jail to regulate temperature in cells and offices.
So my pay grade, but I'm here to represent.
I think that's right here.
Yes, yeah,
DP.
We're not going to be able to keep the temperature consistent with all the thermostats in one office reading that office. It'd be like me putting your thermostat in my house.
Right. So have you talked to everybody up here?
Pretty much. I haven't talked to anybody.
So the public doesn't know?
Huh?
So the public doesn't know. So we're trying to explain to the public what's happening here. Somebody has went and changed the thermostats to be in the jail.
One office.
Housing where the officers stay, not the inmates, and they control the temperature in there. That's what they're sensing, but they're actually putting the air in the cells, and they'll never get.
They're fighting each other.
And I don't know why that happened. Somebody previous to y'all had it moved in there, and it's not right. My question is the jail commission approved the system the way it was before it was moved into there?
Yes.
Are we okay with the jail commission to change it?
Yes. All what right. we're doing, they're going to be fine with.
So
because you're going to be able to control. There's like 3 to 5 cells on each air conditioner. You're going to be able to control those 3 to 5 cells
from the picket.
from the beacon.
Yeah.
Because there'll be sensors in the air conditioner that'll draw the air in, and it tells it, okay, it's 70 degrees here, cut off. But right now, the way it is, it's reading in the office, which is 74, so they never cut off. So our air conditioner is freezing up every day.
They're fighting against each other.
2 to 3 off a day, and they freeze up because they never quit running. Run save a ton of money on electric.
Well, it wasn't designed like this. It was changed per the request of somebody. I'm not trying to throw anybody on the bus.
I have no idea.
We shouldn't change anything.
Unless we get approved through jail commission.
In the future.
I agree with that.
Because this just cost $10,000, is that what it is?
Yeah, $10,000.
It's going to cost us $10,000 to change this back. Because somebody had a grand idea to move them.
Let me throw this in there for what I found out, and I just called the guy who's bidding on this different system out there, because I'm involved in another air conditioning system that has Honeywell thermostats and all that kind of, and they're pieces of junk. I mean, they just don't work, and they go off of Wi-Fi, and if it doesn't get the message, that one box doesn't get it, it doesn't work. This one here is a different system. It's a better system than that, because if you have one thermostat over here and one over here, it doesn't. They both don't have to go to a gateway to try to get the signal from them. They'll actually feed off each other.
Yes.
So it's a much better system at this, and we paid, the system I work on has paid a lot more money than this. So a little bit of research I've done on it, I like to, you know, if it's good with the jail and all that kind of stuff, I'd say this would be a better way to go than what I've seen on some of the other ones.
So we're talking $10,000 to fix it?
$10,368 is the bid.
I'll make the motion and we fix it. But I want to make sure we get approval from the jail commission before we change it. That's one thing I would like to see.
Okay.
I believe we've already got. So
That's fine. If we don't, we just need to.
So Captain Taylor is actually with Chief Jolly, and I'll get that from him and get it to y'all.
I'm good with that.
Mm-hmm. I'll second the motion.
Got a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Dominey, to approve the $10,368 quote to move the sensors. Actually, we're putting sensors in the ductwork in each cell.
Yes.
That will operate in the picket.
Yes.
So somebody can sit in there and not have to go to the cell and change it.
Yes.
$10,368. Any more comments? Show of hands, who's going to vote for you, right? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. It passes 4-0. While we're on 15, I wouldn't sit down.
Oh, snap.
You've got a bunch of other things you want to talk to us about.
Oh, yeah.
So,
right now?
Yeah, we might as well.
Since you're already up there.
We just put a new freezer. Compressor and stuff in because the freezer went out.
Freezer went out in the jail with $6,000.
So yeah.
The cooler is now out.
You said the cooler just went out.
We can get a compressor for it for $5,000 or get a whole new skid for $6,000.
Same price.
That's a no-brainer.
Another $6,000.
Yeah. And then the oven is out. We just ordered a guy to come out and look at it. Give us his opinion. These things last 10 to 15 years, what I have read. This one's 18 years old. It's $15,000 for a oven.
So he called me last week, or maybe it was this week, I don't remember. He said, what do I do? $600 for somebody to come look. I said, get them to come look, see if they can get it patched up, because you know we can't get one overnight anyway.
That's right.
Get them back going, and we're probably going to have to buy one or put it in the budget to buy one. See if they can get it fixed.
That old thing will fix it.
Yeah.
It's going to be cheaper to buy that one.
So what else you got broke?
The
$15,000, $6,000 freezer, $6,000 cooler.
$6,000 stove, $15,000. We're looking at, just so y'all know ahead, we're looking at about $37,000.
That's including air conditioning stuff?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's including, that's freezer, stove, refrigerator, cooler. I guess what you call it.
Yeah, the cooler and the oven.
Tax time allowances.
Have we got any money?
Tax time allowances.
Line items for that?
And we have the gray building. I guess this is probably going to come up. The gray building, we have already turned the electricity on, the air conditioning works. We got to get the water turned on. They want $500 to turn the water on. If y'all decide you're going to put somebody in there, then I'll call and say, okay, go turn the water on.
That's the little portable building up here by the rental.
The little gray building by the rental building. If y'all decide we're going to put somebody in there today, then I need to know so I can get the water turned on and have the restrooms. We've already cleaned it and everything. It's ready to go. Just whoever y'all decide to put in there.
Thanks. Right. Thank you. Okay. So I guess back to the money.
I'll see you in a minute. Take care.
He's looking over here.
VA might have some seizure fund money.
What?
You didn't hear that, did you? I didn't think you did.
Maybe it's better that way.
You should have put the air down. All right, we're moving to number 16. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the interlocal cooperative agreement for jail services with, I think it's Liberty County.
It is Liberty County.
For Liberty County.
Their guests are becoming our guests.
And this is just a house, I thought we had one with them, and we're just kind of...
I thought we had one with them and Trinity. We do have the one with Trinity, but we don't have the one with Liberty County.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we had that one with Liberty County.
And I think they're just updating.
Yeah, right. I think that's what it was. We're just updating and getting a new one on file. Yeah.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Mars, second by Commissioner Dominey.
I got a question on it, Mark. You say these are almost identical. Somebody looked at them and all that. I was looking through there, and there was just like one on the medical. You take somebody from another county jail, bring them over. Everything looked pretty covered on who had to pay for the medical on them, and that was the people who sent them over.
Yeah, we're just housing.
I was just trying to get a handle on what routine medical, because that's pretty generic when it gets to the long term. Is that we cover the routine, and what does that mean?
As far as routine,
yeah. Pretty generic.
Bandages and aspirin.
Okay. Well, my couldn't find anything that just, you know, defined that on her, so I was just curious on that.
Yeah.
We don't want to be stuck there. They bill for the medical. They do a separate line for billing for the medical as well.
Right.
So they keep track of it. Okay. So that's part of the billing.
I figured it was in there and all that, but again, when you have those generic terms, and that can get these guys dive on that kind of stuff. You don't know about
it. I took a look at it when Cap Taylor was looking at the new contract. I didn't see anything that gave me heartburn. I don't think we're going to be on the hook for like a lung transplant or something like that. Kicks off.
Might need some band-aids.
I guess my other one would be that we're at $65 a day. Is that the going rate?
That's a great question.
I mean,
I don't know.
We had a couple meetings back talking about $70 a day or, you know, selling blocks and that kind of stuff. And it, I mean,
right.
Just,
yeah, and I don't know that.
That's about 25.
I can find out what that one
is. Yeah.
I think that's what it was last time.
So yeah, I'm pretty sure 65 was
it sounds, down. Yeah, it sounds
it was.
Ballpark,
it's 65.
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah, if you remember, was it Trinity or somebody?
That's 65.
Kind of about giving them 20,
yeah, but,
20 sales.
Yeah,
for,
but
you know,
that fell. That fell through.
We doing a discounted rate? I don't know.
Okay. That's what I mean.
Get so many, you get a discount for every other one.
Well, I'd like to.
Well, I think the proposal was that we had a county that wanted to pay us a set rate per month,
for
whether they had one or 20.
Oh, yeah, that's not feasible.
Yeah, no, they were going to pay for 20. They were going to pay for the whole
county. They
had
one, nobody.
They had 20.
If we had
30,
right.
It was a good
deal. We were footing the bill for the other 10.
No. Yeah, we'd bill for the other 10.
Oh, okay.
We had a guarantee of 20, no
okay.
matter what. They,
like
put, they didn't put
Trinity
anybody.
Trinity County, we're good. Yeah. If Liberty County, it's not so good.
But it fell through.
It was, yeah, it didn't make it. So anyway, I don't think we voted on that. We have a motion by Commissioner Morris, second by Commissioner Dominey. Mr. Sweeney had some questions, so we got those answers. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. It passes 4-0.
That's all for me, guys. For those of y'all who don't know me, I'm Wayne Schultz. I'm over CID at the Sheriff's Office.
Sir?
I'm over CID at the Sheriff's Office. Oh. If y'all don't know who I am.
Well, what else you got back there while you're introducing?
Well, Jack Dean probably introduced himself and some of his crew back there with him.
Mr. Dean.
I'm the captain that's over the task force. I'll be coming up next.
So you're Dean, you're Travis's brother? Is
yes,
that right? Well, nice to meet you.
Me and your younger brother are good friends.
Okay. And who is out there? Who next to you?
Lieutenant Hughes, sir. Working underneath Captain Dean here.
All right, so this is the task force, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
Minus our canine guy that's in training and our analysts, and we have another slot that we're waiting to get for patrol.
And Aaron Tuller, one of the investigators of the task force.
Aaron.
Tuller?
Tuller. Thank you for introducing yourself.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll move to 7A. Consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the request for a canine purchase for Operation Lone Star. Is there anything else y'all have on Lone Star, or is this the only one?
This is the only one, yes, sir.
All right.
For this commissioner's court. So basically, we have $17,000 that's been awarded to us to purchase a dual-purpose canine narcotics and tracking. The original bid was for a narcotics and bite dog. I feel that a bite dog is not appropriate because it's vicarious liabilities come with a bite dog. With the number of kids that get lost in the national forest and hunters and so on and so forth, I felt as though that a tracking dog would probably be more beneficial along with a narcotics dog. So that's what we agreed upon. We got a bid from the Houston Canine Academy, which all the local Harris County Sheriff's Department, DPS, DEA, ATF, they all use them to purchase their dogs. For a dual purpose canine, for, as I said, narcotics and tracking, and the certification of the canine handler is $16,000.
The dog and the training and everything is $16,000. Right?
Yes, sir.
So the only question I would have is all this approvable to be reimbursed through the Operation Lone Star?
I'm making that statement
because this is reimbursement. So.
Yes, sir. It's all outlined. It's.
Have we gotten any reimbursement from anything that they bought so far?
No, because they didn't start really purchasing or paying payroll until April. So I will be, this next month, be filing for some of it, so okay. Yeah.
Yes, sir. The grant was awarded in September, but I get it why it didn't start till January. I kind of assisted them in January getting, there were some hoops and hurdles that we had to negotiate to get it started to meet the grant guidelines. So with that being said, you know, we kind of got a late start on this, January, February, and March. I was able to actually get people on the ground in April, so that's why we started so late. But I think that even though we're behind the eight ball, we're making a dramatic dent in supporting the citizens of San Jacinto County and what we're doing. So,
you know, what about have we had access to like bloodhounds and stuff like that in the past? You're doing a dual purpose dog. I mean, not that I'm looking for a bargain for a senior dog, but I'm just kind of wondering. If we didn't have this, what resources do we got?
So basically, you got TDCJ. TDCJ does have they have bloodhounds and tracking dogs. But here's the deal: when you work with that, they're pack dogs. Mm-hmm. It has to be a felony offense, and it cannot be in a residential area for them to deploy those dogs. They're bloodhounds. I don't know what their bloodhound program is like, because I've been retired from DPS for 5 years now. So my interaction with TDCJ is pretty much limited. I don't know what their assets or resources are. I know that we've utilized our bloodhounds in the past and were not successful. It feels as though, not only is this for someone that's lost or a child, but it's also for felons that flee as well. All we have to do is get an item of their clothing and they track that individual.
Right.
So, and it's at our leisure. It's assigned to San Jacinto County. It belongs to the county of San Jacinto.
And that's the only dog that we have in the county?
No, sir. We have an additional canine dog with the sheriff's department, but I believe that dog belongs to the actual owner. It's not, the county did not purchase that canine. I think all we do is handle the vet bills and so on and so forth. We've utilized that dog up on 59 a couple times just to see how effective that canine is. But once again, that individual that's assigned to that dog is assigned to patrol, so he has to take calls and so on and so forth. This dog is dedicated to what we're doing.
So, Captain, I'm getting it from you because, you know, we all have equipment out there and we'd like to have our own, but it's sometimes better for us to rent it because we're going to use it once a year.
Yes, sir.
You know, kind of thing. And so I'm taking it from you that you feel that we need a dog of our own and that these other avenues we could use.
Absolutely. And here's the reason why. This grant is statistically driven, so it's all about stats. It's how many people that we put in jail. That's, I mean, I'm just cut to the chase. I'm not gonna cupcake it for you. It's statistically driven. Okay. It's all, I mean, the stats are out there. It's 2,000 traffic stops. So many narcotics arrests. So many of those arrests have to be articulated and attached to cartels, which we do have an ongoing investigation right now that is linked to a possible cartel out of Houston.
Now, he's in training right now, you said?
Yes, sir. He's already a certified canine, but he's in training to operate this type of dog.
That's what I'm saying. Do they have more training for him to do with the dog itself?
Yes, sir. It's an ongoing training. Every Wednesday, he has to go to training.
I'll make that motion.
Yeah, every Wednesday, he has to go to training, and the dog gets certified once a month. So it's a...
I'll second.
And just a tidbit, I had a step-nephew that he had a dog, and they take him home with him.
That's their dog.
And that dog belongs to St. Cinta County. I know there was a dog with the Sheriff's Department when the administration change took place. I think, did we purchase that dog? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That dog is no longer here. I don't know why someone left.
It was given to the officer.
Yeah.
The last dog I remember being here was Lacey was here, that old red.
Oh. Yeah, I want a dog to pull her.
All right, I've got a motion by Commissioner Morris, a second by Commissioner Dominic to approve the $16,000 in the purchase of the dog, a tracking dog, drug dog, and the training. Any more comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. It passes 4-0.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you.
No, thank y'all.
18 is the same operation, anything. Necessary actions under Operation Lone Star. Nothing else you said. We will move to number 6. Consider approval of claims. We're looking over the claims. I've got two gentlemen in the back there that I don't recognize. Would y'all want to introduce yourself?
I know you, Mr. Morris. I'm Travis Mitchell with HeadMed International.
Okay.
I just stopped by with a commissioner or two that we haven't met yet and wanted to meet. We have a contract for the environmental for St. Cinta County.
Okay.
And we just stopped by.
Okay.
We have nothing on the agenda.
How about with the other man?
Okay. He's with them?
No, the other DPS man.
John Massey has about a national project manager.
The other man used to be the DPS guy. Wasn't he? Didn't he work for y'all?
Sorry.
Yeah. The man used to be the, I think, a retired DPS.
Clay?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He's no longer there?
With us.
Okay. So I didn't know that.
All right, we got the young lady in front.
Yes, sir. My name is Allie Smart. I am the district director for State Representative Janice Hull.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Oh, it says their face right here.
This here employee. Is our new assistant auditor, Marissa Palmer. She started Monday. Here to introduce y'all to her.
All right, congratulations.
We stole her from Liberty County, and she and her husband are looking to move into the area.
All right. There was an item on the unpaid, and it was Conroe. Let me find it.
Montgomery County.
From Montgomery County for pull that because you don't think it was coded to the right account. Yeah, it was coded to 12-499-1435, which is the 409 account, basically, right? So we're going to pull 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ones. So you're pretty sure it's not the sheriff's department taking somebody for a mental test?
No, it has nothing to do with inmates or that. This is strictly warrants that were answers to suicide calls and things like that. They contacted Burke Center. Burke Center says they need to do an assessment, but most of these clients that are, I call them clients, but most of these people are already either sedated by the ambulance that's there with them, or not in the capacity to be able to be assessed over the phone, because that's what they want to do. They want to do a phone assessment. And then most of the calls that they, Chief Jolly, I spoke to him in depth on this. He said that Burke Center does not have Bell's beds, or that they are told to find another location. And in the orders, it states in here, because they cannot just leave them, they have to take them to a safe place locally or to the Burke Center.
So in the past, that's been the problem. They have to sit and wait at the Burke Center, or they have to sit and wait if they took them to Polk County or Liberty County when they were operating. And they can assess them in the emergency room, but they have to sit.
And that's what they're doing in Conroe or
Irving. Well, yeah, but we're paying that to Montgomery County.
But that's not what this is. We're not paying for the money. We're paying for court-appointed attorneys, because once they do this, they're assigned a court-appointed
attorney. So you're saying it may not be out of the
money. Right. I don't think it's out of money.
You think it's totally wrong?
Yes, it's court fees.
Court fees is the thing.
Yes. I want to get with the judge and the DA on this, and
the judge is in the district judge?
No. This mental health district is Coos County Court.
You think that you would have some kind of record of...
Yeah, the case... We just had an overabundance of them in April.
Yeah.
It's all done in April.
Yep.
Any other items on the bills y'all see?
Y'all see anything down there on LGM?
We do have our tire recycle bill on here, and we're going to get it paid so we can get reimbursed. It is on here today. Do we have a motion to pay the bills?
I'll make the motion to pay the bills.
Second?
You second it?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Got a motion by Commissioner Donnelly and a second by Commissioner Sweeney to pay the bills. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Passes 4-0. All right, move to number 7. Consider approval of budget amendments and revenue certification. We have a pile of a pretty good little stack up.
Yeah, you do. A lot of them in Precinct 4, aren't they?
Several of them are, but some of them are. Some of y'all.
There you go, Judge.
We actually have, did I say Reverend?
I'll make you say this step.
We actually have five revenue certifications. One is for the city of Cold Spring, $1,561.63 for work for the city of Cold Spring through precinct one. Revenue from precinct three from the flooding, which is DR-79, $12,225.33. I have three from precinct four. Actually, two of them are combined. $92,606.25 and $22,875 are combined, and that was Waterwood's reimbursement check. So we're just doing the paperwork for it. And then we have revenue from Waterwood Culverts 4 and 5, I believe. Is that right? Okay, so $238,000. All this is from FEMA, except for the Cold Spring revenue. And then below that, we have a bunch of revenues. We have veteran service, moving office supplies. He's decreasing tuition, schools, and lodging to office supplies. JP3 is decreasing office supplies and moving to travel. Extension office is decreasing schools, tuition, and lodging and moving to travel. Is that all we have?
This time.
You couldn't get it out.
I'll entertain a motion and a second to approve those.
All the budget amendments, I'll make that motion.
Second. I got Commissioner Sweeney. I got a motion by Commissioner Mars, a second by Commissioner Sweeney to approve the budget amendments and revenue certifications. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those against, same sign. It passes 4-0. Found the money you were asking earlier.
Oh, did she? Where at?
From the roof. You'll do a budget amendment, I guess, to change that.
Yeah, I'll do that next.
You know they might only have a credit, so you know that. Thanks.
Well, they got to get them going.
Oh, I don't know. I know. I'm just saying it's just too old. We wouldn't spend no $5,000 or $6,000 on 18 years old. I hope we don't. Judge.
Have I missed anything else?
No, sir.
Nothing for executive.
No. For a motion to adjourn. I'll make that motion.
Adjourn.
Second?
I'll second.
Got a motion by Commissioner Sweeney, a second motion by Commissioner Dominic to adjourn. All those approved. So we'll see y'all next time.